Now, during the Sign and Drive event, lease a 2018 Volvo all-wheel drive S60 T5 inscription for just $409 a month for 36 months with zero due at signing. Smothers, a family-owned business since 1982, on the Corby Auto Row and smotherseuropeanvolvo.com.
Time for Gwen and Steve to refill their coffee cups. Gwen, you know where that is here in the KSRO commissary. We'll take a break for news at the top of the hour and be right back with hour number two of Garden Talk. Don't miss today's Good Food Hour. We have several hundred dollars worth of tickets to give away. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Trump and his North Korean counterpart have put June 12th back on the calendar after meetings this week between high-level meetings from both countries. The summit is back on. ABC's Tara Palmieri at the White House says it included a two-hour sit-down in the Oval Office.
Kim's right-hand man and former spy chief Kim Jong-chol at the White House receiving a warm welcome. Kim, formerly banned from the United States, reportedly oversaw the 2014 Sony hack after their film The Interview mocked Kim Jong-un. The meeting was expected to be a short exchange, talking sanctions, ending the Korean War, and the pace of denuclearization.
The defense minister for host country Singapore telling Reuters that it would pick up some of the cost of the summit but wouldn't elaborate. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is in China for talks on the latest tariffs the Trump administration has imposed on that nation. Agricultural producers here in the U.S. say they're worried about what retaliatory tariffs from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union could do to their business. Jeff Colombini grows apples, cherries, olives, and walnuts at his farm in Stockton, California.
With these tariffs, it's going to make the product too expensive for the consumers in Mexico and in Canada and in the EU. And what's going to happen is we're not going to be able to sell all of our crop.
He exports about 40% of his crop. Police in Las Vegas are investigating a double homicide after the bodies of two Vietnamese tourists were found yesterday in a room at the Circus Hotel. Lieutenant Ray Spencer.
We have a confirmed male victim and a female victim who were both found deceased with multiple stab wounds inside the hotel room.
Police believe the killing was an isolated incident. No break for crews battling raging wildfires in New Mexico. They've now burned more than 27,000 acres, and they're 0% contained. You're listening to ABC News.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
The town of Santa Fe, Texas, is taking a big step toward healing after a deadly school shooting. Last night, the class of 2018 graduated from Santa Fe High, 2 weeks to the day after the massacre.
Run at such a pace that you show those that have fallen that you are not just a high school graduate. You are a Santa Fe Indian.
Their principal, Rachel Blundell. Newly released court documents reveal how investigators say they cracked the case of the alleged Golden State Killer. Joseph DeAngelo was arrested last month after investigators matched him to decades-old DNA evidence.
Chilling new details emerged from the investigation into the accused Golden State Killer, Joseph DeAngelo. A judge unsealed documents Friday, giving the public a glimpse into the former police officer, accused of terrorizing communities across California in the 1970s and 80s. The investigation revealed DNA methods used to identify potential relatives. According to the warrant, samples collected after a double homicide in 1980 helped them identify the 72-year-old as the alleged serial killer.
ABC's Kenneth Moten. Michael Grimm doesn't want to talk about his time in prison for tax fraud. He just wants people's votes. The ex-Republican congressman from New York's Staten Island is fighting his party, the president, and the stigma of a felony conviction in a no-holds-barred primary this month to win the seat that he once held. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny and warmer temperatures for the next couple of days. Today, topping out at 88, 68 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 52 inland and on the shores. Sunny for Sunday at 87, 70 in Bodega Bay. Monday, blue skies at 84, 68 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market.
I like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living in without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air
and
are
sun.
All they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
are so terrific.
Plants.
Ooh.
Are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed all the air.
We're ready to talk again. Got our coffee, jelly donuts.
Jelly donuts?
No.
People are going to think we're junk food junkies and not health food.
No, no. We're in the healthy KSRO garden greenhouse this morning. It's News Talk 1350. Steve Garner, along with Gwen Kilcher, hosting the show. As always, you can reach us at 636-1350. Nobody on hold at this moment. A great time to get in and talk about what's going on in your garden. Maybe you're starting to plant some things this week, what you've put in, what's doing well, what is struggling, some challenges you're facing. If you want to shoot us an email, please do so, steve@ksro.com, or give us a call, 636-1350. We'd love to have you as a guest in the greenhouse today. I mentioned that on the Good Food Hour, Chef John Ash, as always, will be in celebrating the 31 years we've been on the air. And also we'll be celebrating the 6th Annual North Coast Wine Challenge put on by the Press Democrat. It's next Saturday, 1 to 4 at Somo Village. That's in Rohnert Park. They've done an outstanding job promoting this wine competition over the last 6 years. PD will be in to talk with John and me, and we will be welcoming both award-winning winemakers, the best white and the best red winemakers. Kokomo Winery, 100 points, first time ever honored with 100 points in the festival's history for their Pinot Noir, and Jay Rickard's great Sauvignon Blanc. We'll be tasting those with the winemakers today. And if that weren't enough, we're giving away two pair of tickets to two lucky Good Food Hour listeners, valued at close to $400 for this incredible event next Saturday. We hope you'll be able to join us. So be listening during the Good Food Hour today. We are looking at an email, Gwen, that we just received. Would you read that email to our listeners?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me close this picture here. It says, hello, Stephen, Gwen. Look at this. Do you have any idea what my tree is doing? I live in Valley Vista, where many of these trees were originally planted as part of the landscape. I don't know if this growth is the tree trying to allow its original plant growth, or if it is some kind of mutation. What do you think? She can't listen today.
And that's from April. So we're looking at this photo.
It's a nice size. I think this looks like, to me, an Alberta spruce, mm-hmm. which is a tiny, short-needled conifer in a Christmas tree shape. You see, a lot of them are sold for Christmas trees during Christmas season. And it looks to be pretty good size. And on the top part of it, on the side, looks like it shot out this big area of what looks like a regular spruce tree with the longer needles, like, you know, Colorado blue spruce or green. And this looks like a plain old green spruce. So that is really interesting. And then, you know, yes, it is some sort of mutation that happened. Who knows what triggered the plant to do this? Maybe some insect was in it and started nibbling and caused some growth, some, you know, change in growth pattern, you know, a genetic abnormality or something. But or there's a slight chance that a green spruce is growing next to this, right at the base of the Alberta spruce, and it has grown up and finally had come out and hit sunshine. I highly doubt it, but that is a possibility. She'd have to look at the ground and see if there's one trunk or two trunks.
Interesting.
And that'll tell you maybe, you know, there are two trees and it finally came out. If not, then, yeah, sometimes these things happen with plants and we really can't explain why.
So this tree stumped you.
Yeah,
that was a little joke. Sorry.
Oh, you know the shrub euonymus?
Yeah.
That green-leafed euonymus, and then you see the variegated with the green and yellow leaves. A lot of times, okay, so you plant the green and yellow variegated one, and a lot of times over the years, the plant gets older and older. You'll see these sections of it that are all green. And that's because as the plant starts to get older, it's wanting to revert back to its original parent. But that's not what's happening here. I don't think it's trying to revert back because I think Alberta spruce is Alberta spruce.
So there's your answer, April. But
wild.
If you're able to listen next Saturday and you have some more information for us, please give us a call.
And I wouldn't cut it out either. I would leave it. And that way when people walk by and see it, she has something to talk
Certainly
to.
Certainly a conversation starter.
Yeah, yeah.
Victoria would like a word with you about her orchids. Hi, Victoria. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you all. Say, I've inherited about six beautiful orchids. They bloomed like crazy this winter, and most of the blooms have died. What do I do with them? Do I cut the bloom stalks all the way down?
Well, we need to know what kind of orchids these are. Do you know the names of them? What types?
I don't think I do. There's four that are all the same, and they have the big white blossoms with the pink centers.
Well, what do the leaves look like?
They're long, long, skinny leaves.
Like agapanthus leaves? You're familiar with agapanthus?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then the flowers were on long spikes, and they had flowers all along the spike?
Correct.
Okay. So that sounds like cymbidiums.
Right. I believe you're right.
Okay. You have four of those, and the other two look like?
The other one, I don't know. The leaves are more super skinny, not super duper skinny, and the blossom was more of the brown.
Hmm.
But anyway, I think all the four guys are cymbidium. So why don't we just talk about those?
Okay. Well, those are easy. Those are the easiest ones to grow. The flowers are done blooming. Cut it back as far as you can. Cut the flower stalk off as far as you can. Okay?
Okay.
Just cut them all out, and there you go.
Go ahead. Okay, and then what about repotting or separating because they're super crowded in their pot? Should they stay there, or do you repot them and separate them?
If they're really, really, really crowded and it looks like the pot is going to bust, then you could go ahead and repot them. And this would be a good time to do it. It's a little bit time-consuming, and let's see. They like to be root-bound, so when you take it out of that pot, if the cluster is not too big, you could go ahead and just put it in a next-size pot that's bigger, okay? A little bit bigger pot, and be done with it. But if it's really big, say the whole root ball, the whole plant itself is like a foot or more in diameter, then maybe you might want to think of dividing it in half.
Okay, and then I have some that look like the base is just turned completely brown, so I'm guessing that those orchids are dead, that piece of the orchid would be dead, and I could just peel that off and throw it away.
What do you mean the base of the plant is dead?
Well, you know, the where it's in the pot and it has a kind of like a bulb.
Okay, the bulbs, okay.
Right, so there's a couple where it seems like the bulbs are just completely brown and haven't produced anything. So those I could just peel off the root system and get rid of it, right?
Well, if they're hard, leave them alone because they're helping to feed the plant and you never know, they just might sprout up something. But if they're squishy or they're hollow and there's nothing to them, then you can just twist those off and get rid of them.
Okay, so like if it was a bad garlic, bad garlic.
Yeah, exactly. And you can go with a, you know, an orchid mix, orchid bark. So you decide whether you want to just break the plant in half and have two. And then you're going to put it in a small pot. Don't give the plant a lot of room to grow.
Okay.
Because they like to be root bound. So, you know, you'll go with the appropriate size pot, almost the size of that root ball. But if you can keep it intact, the whole thing, and put it in a bigger pot, there you go. Done deal. Put it where it'll get out. Keep them outside, too. They'd prefer to be outside than inside.
Right. Yeah, mine are on the back patio, and they've done great. And then you just water them when they get dry, right? They want to get all the way dry before you water them too much?
No. They like to be barely damp. I mean, you don't want the root system drying out. No, you don't. The cactus like to be dry, but not cymbidiums. So, no, you want to keep that bark barely damp because they do like their moisture.
Especially during this wind we had this week, they don't like to dry out like that, and that wind really did a number.
Okay. Yeah. All right, you two. I appreciate the show. Appreciate your advice.
You're welcome, Victoria.
I'll keep listening.
Thank you, dear. Nice talking
with
you.
Well, as far as the other ones, don't cut off any flower stalks because you don't know what it is. A lot of times they will reflower. But if you cut the flower stalk off, then it might be years before you get new flowers again.
And it sounds like Victoria knows what she's doing. I'm sure she knows that you got to water thoroughly, and the water has to wash through and around the roots to make sure you do a really good job, right?
Oh, exactly.
That's exactly. Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break at that point. We'll come right back. We can take another call, 636-1350, if you're so moved, or steve@ksro.com. Hi, Steve and Gwen. Yesterday, I saw rhubarb plants at M. Wally Gardens in 1 gallon pots. So there is a great suggestion from Lahanna, who was responding to a previous call last hour of a Sebastopol listener who could not locate any rhubarb plants. So there we have it at M. Wally Gardens right over there on West 3rd Street in Santa Rosa off Highway 12.
Perfect.
Over there, you can grab yourself some rhubarb plants. Thanks, Lahanna.
Thank you.
636-1350. If you want to reach us again, it's Steve or at ksro.com.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Creams Towing, this is Arlene.
You know Creams Towing for cars, but Creams Towing can handle even the biggest jobs. Need a motorhome towed? Call Creams. Are you a rancher that needs large equipment moved? Tractors or horse transport trailers are no problem for Creams Towing.
Just call Arlene at Creams, 588-1250. Creams Towing, this is Arlene. With competitive rates and certified Class A drivers, Creams can tow 24/7. They can handle rollovers, heavy-duty accident recovery, and winch out.
Are you a Class A driver looking for a great company to work for? Interested in learning the towing business? Creams is expanding and wants to add several drivers. With the largest fleet of medium and heavy-duty transport vehicles in the area, including a state-of-the-art 50-ton wrecker, you'll learn from the best. Openings for Class A and C. Creams will teach the right candidates.
Be a hero on the highway. Call Creams, 588-1250.
The wildfires had a significant impact on local businesses, affecting sales, labor, and operations. If your business was impacted in any way, not only in October, but still today, Attend a free community workshop on Wednesday, June 6th at the Santa Rosa Chamber. North Coast SCORE and Santa Rosa Metro Chamber have put together a panel of experts to discuss topics such as revenue, cash flow, borrowing, and hiring. To learn more and register for the June 6th workshop, go to northcoast.score.org. There's no charge to attend.
This month at Grayton Resort and Casino, we're giving away a new Jeep, cash, and more. Play to enter the Off-Road to Riches giveaway on June 29th. You could win a Jeep Grand Cherokee. So many ways to win. Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play. Plus, win up to $30,000 in prizes in the wild winning slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Hey there, Sonoma County. This is George Adair, host of The Lone Show on KSRO. I'm inviting KSRO listeners to join me on Wednesday at 12 for a lighthearted but informative look at mortgage and real estate matters that affect you. I want your calls and questions, so join me for The Lone Show on KSRO.
The Lone Show with George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. Wednesdays at noon on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO.
.811 is a free service to keep our community safe. Before you do any project, big or small, PG&E will come out and mark your gas and electric lines so you don't hit them when you dig. Call 811 before you dig and make sure that you and your neighbors are safe.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Love to hear from you this morning. What are some of your favorite tools? Have you discovered a new tool? Did you get a tool for Mother's Day? Are you looking forward to a new tool for Father's Day? What tool could you not live without? But it's amazing once you discover that right tool in your garden, all the others just kind of fall by the wayside. Give us a call and share it with us and our listeners, 636-1350, or shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com.
I have to say, Steve, my favorite tool would have to be my old shovel. That is wearing out. Because like I said, it's my favorite decapitating shovel. And, you know, and it just glides on the ground very easily. And if anybody was to see it, they'd
say, get rid of that. What are you holding on to that for?
Yeah. But that's, you know, it's like old sweatshirts and stuff when they just start to feel right. And then this tool feels good in my hand. And the good thing about it is that it's a fiberglass handle.
I was going to ask you whether it's wood handle or fiberglass.
No, it's fiberglass. Uh-huh. So it's kind of lightweight. And I just leave it in the garden and continue decapitating the next day.
Sounds great. Hey, you had a little more information, a suggestion about using those gopher baskets.
Yes. I wanted to tell Leanne, you know, the importance also with gopher baskets is that you leave a few inches of the basket exposed above ground, because we've heard several times of people saying, well, I had my plants in the gopher baskets and then their gophers still got in there and they dug up the plant, and only to see that the gopher basket was still intact. It didn't break down or anything. But what they've noticed, what we found, is that when you bury the gopher baskets, sometimes these gophers will hit the gopher wire, I guess, and then they start going up, and then you can see them crawling on the ground sometimes, running around or whatever they're doing, and then they get over the gopher basket and then they burrow down, and here they are inside the gopher basket with their food source right there. And so if you leave the gopher basket up high a bit, they won't go over those sharp edges. And some people I know have bent them outwards a little bit.
Oh.
So as they think about going up the edge, up the side of the gopher basket, they'll get stabbed in the eye with the pokey basket. So
that's very graphic. Thank you, Gwen.
Anytime.
Off air. Hi, Steve. Are Gwen's sunflowers volunteers, or does she plant them, and does she have any favorite varieties? No name given.
Oh, my gosh. So this person must have driven by to see the thousands of sunflower plants. They are all volunteers. And then
probably
5 years ago when I sowed all different kinds of sunflowers. Then, you know, I would cut them down. The birds eat the seeds. And so whatever fell on the ground, they would come up the next year. and by the hundreds. And so I would leave them alone, and every year they would just keep coming back. Oh, my favorite sunflower seeds? I really can't answer that, because there's probably about, no lie, 50 varieties that I still need to get in the ground. They're all different colors. They're all really cool. Let me think.
You got a couple that you could recommend?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Give me a minute.
Okay, while you're thinking, Steve, would you repeat the Native Plant Society guide you talked about last week? Yes, I will. This was the California Native Plant Society fire recovery guide that I spoke about last week that was being sent to almost every homeowner in the Sonoma County area that was affected by the fires. This is through zip code. And it's the best guide I've ever seen. It's 61 pages, full color, with lots of very easy to understand charts and line graphs and pen illustrations about how to go about the thought process of replanting. There's the initial post-fire checklist, soil erosion control, post-fire care and recovery of trees, especially oaks, seeding versus natural regeneration, tips for native plant gardening and restoration, invasive plants, seeding grasses, special plants and ecosystems of the region. There's a whole area for rare plant species, fire awareness. There's questions and answers. It is a magnificent full booklet resource. And the great thing is that they'll send you a copy. I mean, they can't beat that. The site is CNPS, that's California Native Plant Society, at cnps.org. So if you want to order more copies of the guide or you have questions, that's all you need to do. CNPS at cnps.org. And I got this in the mail at home because I'm in one of the fire areas, and it's just great reading and a great resource here at Garden Talk, so make sure you follow up with that. Any sunflower varieties come to mind?
I did write down Moulin Rouge. That's like a dark, how do you explain this color? Like a dark, winish, reddish, brownish kind of color. It's striking. I mean, it's just really striking, especially next to the light yellow-colored sunflowers.
Oh, beautiful.
Autumn Beauty, that's a pretty one. Evening Colors, I have to say, is another one. So I like the yellow, plain old yellow sunflowers. Lemon Queen is a popular one. That's a pretty one that I like.
Well, there you've given four really popular ones.
Yeah, and those are heirlooms. So they're open pollinated, and I don't know who has been coming up every year, but it's basically all the yellow or variations of yellow that's coming up. But some of the hybrid varieties, there were these Pro Cut series that Tom Heaton from Sunflower Selections developed.
And we should mention, for folks that don't remember, Sunflower Selections is probably one of the best resources in the country to get sunflower seeds, and it's right here in California.
Mm-hmm.
You visited their farm.
And Tom had developed all those varieties over many years because he's a sunflower breeder. And I should say that, you know, all the sunflower varieties that you see in all the garden catalogs, he developed those. So he sells to, you know, Burpees and Johnny Select and all the other guys out there. Park seeds and whatnot. And so you buy them in small packets for like $4 or $5 and you get like 20 seeds or so. But if you go right to him, you'll get 100 seeds for $5. And so
share them with your neighbors.
Yeah. But he came up with these Pro Cut, they're called, because they're stunning cut flowers. And there's gold and there's lemon and there's terracotta colors, there's bicolors, reds and whatnot. So those are all really nice sunflowers.
Okay. And look for the whole catalog selections on sunflowerselections.com. That's their website,
.com.
Yep. Okay, thanks. We'll take a break. We'll come right back following the news break and a couple commercials and continue with Garden Talk. 636-1350 when we come back, or Steve at ksro.com. Remember, at 11:05, we welcome the Press Democrat, and we welcome award-winning winemakers Eric Miller and Jim Rickard. They respectively have won Best of Show, Best of the Best for red and white wines for the upcoming 6th Annual North Coast Wine Challenge. This is a big event at the Somo Village down in Rohnert Park. It's next Saturday, 1 to 4. Featured chef among the 20 chefs, our own chef John Ash, will be demoing another exciting interactive activity. John will tell you all about that. And besides all that, we have two pair of tickets to this always sold-out event to give away on today's Good Food Hour. That's today between 11 and noon. We hope you'll be able to listen, and hopefully you will win a pair of those tickets.
FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts at Nature's Spirit Garden and La Vida Buena Nursery. Savor farm fresh eggs, delicious cheeses and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, hothouse tomatoes, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. The best choices for food vendors include Minhee Hill's authentic Korean cuisine and La Ta Indian cuisine. They've returned with their exotic dishes, and Eli's Kitchen provides fabulous homemade Mexican food. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Creams Towing, this is Arlene.
You know Creams Towing for cars, but Creams Towing can handle even the biggest jobs. Need a motorhome towed? Call Creams. Are you a rancher that needs large equipment moved? Tractors or horse transport trailers are no problem for Creams Towing.
Just call Arlene at Creams, 588-1250. Creams Towing, this is Arlene. With competitive rates and certified Class A drivers, Creams can tow 24/7. They can handle rollovers, heavy-duty accident recovery, and winch out.
Are you a Class A driver looking for a great company to work for? Interested in learning the towing business? Creams is expanding and wants to add several drivers. With the largest fleet of medium and heavy-duty transport vehicles in the area, including a state-of-the-art 50-ton wrecker, you'll learn from the best. Openings for Class A and C. Creams will teach the right candidates.
Be a hero on the highway. Call Creams, 588-1250.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com. Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com.
After days of meetings, the summit between the U.S. and North Korea is back on. A South Korean spokesman says President Moon Jae-in is relieved it is, but he's also concerned.
The summit is getting some criticism as well. For one, Kim Jong-chol, the spy chief, is accused of masterminding two deadly attacks on South Korea in 2010. One attack on an island, the other a South Korean naval ship, killing 46 sailors. Also, human rights. President Trump says he will not deal with this at the summit.
ABC's Bob Woodruff in Beijing. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is in China for a new round of trade talks. Wildfires are raging in New Mexico. They've now charred more than 27,000 acres. And they're 0% contained. There are events planned for across the country today to protest gun violence and to remember the victims of it. Many of the participants are wearing orange, a color that has come to represent the cause. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Sunny and warmer temperatures for the next couple of days. Today, topping out at 88, 68 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 52 inland and on the shores. Sunny for Sunday at 87, 70 in Bodega Bay. Monday, blue skies at 84, 68 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Good morning, Carol. Welcome into the KS Arto Greenhouse. You're on Garden Talk. What can we do for you today? Is this Carol? No, this must be... Is it Archie?
I don't hear anybody.
About an apple tree? Huh. Wait a second.
Operator error, Steve?
No, hold on a second. Give me a moment to collect my bearings. Okay, I've got Carol here that should be talking about aphids. Carol, are you there?
Here.
Yes, okay. Talk to us about aphids.
Okay, well, I had beautiful chives in a big white container and some marjoram right next to them. The aphids did not touch my marjoram. They just devoured my aphids and ruined the plant. I had to pull it out. And I wondered if there's any other plant or something you can plant next to it that will deter it from attacking my chives, because I haven't put any new ones in. I just pulled what I had out.
Oh, that's too bad you pulled it out, because you could have just grabbed the whole clump and cut it and tossed it, and then it would have come back again. Or you could have just sprayed the leaves with some soapy water, or you could have put some gloves on and, you know, like use some wet paper towels and just wipe the leaves, you know, the leaves off and have kept the aphids at bay that way. So,
I pulled it out. I'm not sure I got the root, but I pulled it out.
Okay. Well, dig down and see if you do see any part of the root. But at this point, it might be quicker and easier, and it'll be more productive if you just plant another plant. And yeah, aphids do prefer some plants over others. Mm-hmm. But keep an eye on it. And are you positive that they were aphids?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I've seen them before. It happened in the ground, so I put them in a pot thinking they'd be less likely to go for it. But
wow.
They weren't. They went for it.
Wow.
They didn't, like you said, they didn't touch the marjoram at all.
No. Yeah, isn't that funny?
Well, I wouldn't.
Well,
if I had a choice, I would go for the the chives, the onions, rather than marjoram any day.
I would go buy another plant.
Yeah.
Buy another plant, plant it where you want it, and then just keep an eye out for aphids. You could also get a small little, you know, square or so of frost cloth. And I know Dana did this one time.
Of what now?
Frost cloth. Okay, the white, very fine material that you put on top of your plants in the winter to protect it from the frost.
Oh.
That very light white material.
Sometimes it's called floating row cover.
Floating row covers, they do that.
It's very finely spun white fiber.
Yeah.
And so you can get that like at
any nursery supply or home
equipment.
Sure.
Yeah. So you can cut
that down. What's it called, please?
Just ask for frost. F-R-O-S-T. Frost cloth.
Frost what?
Cloth. C-L-O-T-H. Frost cloth.
Okay, thank you.
Or row cover, floating row cover.
Yeah. So you know of nothing that you could put next to it that would keep it away, that they would hate it so much that they just wouldn't attack it at all?
They don't do that.
No,
that's not how aphids work. If there's a plant, then it's just because it's next to something else. Marigolds might help, but they have to be the heirloom varieties that produce a smell. But, you know, that might work, that might not work. So, you know, if you could put this frost cloth over the plant, you know, you make like a tent over it. You can get some, you know, pieces of metal, like hoops or something, and you bend them over like a little umbrella, and then you put the frost cloth over it, anchor it down to the ground. The plant will grow underneath that, and then once it gets big and established, then at some point you could take that frost cloth off of it and keep an eye out for any aphids. And if you see them starting, you just wipe them off with your hands real quick, and you'll keep on top of it that way.
And what about the little soapy water spray?
Soapy water spray, if you wanted to spray also.
Is that like a dish soap?
Yeah.
Water?
Yeah.
And it works great. It works great, and it's really easy. It's 2 gallons of water to 1 to 2 tablespoons of dish soap. I use what's called Dr. Bronner's. I like it. It's got a very strong lavender aroma that I think possibly deters maybe some of the pests, but it's really the soapiness on the plant. They get stuck. They die. I've done 3 applications for my roses since April, and I've completely not eradicated, but really knocked down the aphid population tremendously, that I'm hardly seeing any aphid activity.
But this is an edible plant.
You wash the plant before eating it.
Yeah, but I wonder, is it going to have, the chives are going to now smell like lavender?
I don't know. Well, she doesn't need to have. She could be with the unscented soap also.
Oh, yeah.
So that works very, very well, and it takes less than 2-3 minutes to do a small amount.
It's called Dr. what?
Well, I just use Dr. Bronner's, Bronner's. But I think, what is it, Dawn? Is that the one that's...
Yeah, Dawn detergent. Biodegradable liquid dish soap that you use. Environmentally friendly.
Most of the formulations you see are for Dawn, D-A-W-N, just the regular commercial Dawn detergent liquid. You mix it with water. You put it in a sprayer. Go out and spray.
A little squirt spray bottle.
And that'll take care of the aphids.
And it's still edible. But you always wash them before you eat them.
Oh, sure. Anything that's coming out of the garden, I'm going to wash. Certainly.
Yeah.
But you can do it.
That's terrific. I didn't know what to do. It's the third time this has happened.
Wow.
And I was worried about spraying it with anything because it is an edible plant.
Sure. Well, that's why you want to avoid any pesticides or fungicides. That's why the little soapy water spray is the go-to remedy for aphids.
Right. So Dawn and water.
Yep.
And basically like 3 parts Dawn, I mean 3 parts water and 1 part Dawn?
No, that's too much.
No. Okay. What I do, if I'm going to, I do these in large amount. I've got, 20 rose bushes, so I'm doing 2 gallons of water to 1 to 2 tablespoons of detergent.
Okay, so what you could do, if you get that 1-quart spray bottle, fill it up with water and put in about 7 to 10 drops of liquid dish detergent. Shake it up and then spray it in the evening, and then you can go out the next morning and use a hose and wash it off. And that's only if you see the aphids. If you don't see the aphids, then there's no sense in spraying.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been incredibly frustrating.
Well, jeez. Give it a try, Carol, and tell us how it works. We have to take a break. Thanks for calling us and listening from Sonoma. We'll come back and we'll talk to Archie about the apple tree that is giving him some problems. It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO.
Every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts at Nature's Spirit Garden and La Vida Buena Nursery. Savor farm fresh eggs, delicious cheeses and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, hothouse tomatoes, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. The best choices for food vendors include Minhee Hill's authentic Korean cuisine and La Ta Indian cuisine. They've returned with their exotic dishes, and Eli's Kitchen provides fabulous homemade Mexican food. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them #1, the Santa Rosa original certified farmers market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market this spring, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com. Or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big one-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at three for just $12. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Right now, three for just $12. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you encounter a down power line, you need to stay away from it. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. PG&E will make the scene safe.
Good morning, Archie. Thanks for holding and welcome to Garden Talk. Calling about your apple tree this morning. What's going on?
Well, this is Archie Punka. Edith, stifle yourself. Actually, it's Mitch. Good morning.
Morning.
My question is, my apple trees, two of which are doing remarkably well, they're growing big, and I don't know if I should trim the new growth and continue watering them, or if I should just let them go at their own pace.
You need to let the tree do its own thing. And then in the wintertime, you can do some selective pruning. You know, the long branches that they grew this season, you could cut back if you want to control the height and width and whatnot of the tree. So don't do any pruning now unless some branches are getting in your way of a walkway or anything like that. But nope. That's one less thing. Cross that off your list of things to do.
Okay, and last but not least, thank you, but I made the mistake in my fava bean coma. I planted a couple of Cliff's tomatoes rather close together, and one of the Cherokee purples is now about 3.5 feet tall, but it's about 2 feet away from another hybrid. I think it's Aunt Jenny's Green Giant. And I didn't know if I would be shooting myself in the proverbial foot to transplant it or if I should just let him keep going.
Leave it alone. Don't transplant it. You will kill it. So if you have to do any trimming of, you know, once the plants start producing fruit, you could do a little bit of pruning back of some branches. You don't have to keep all of them, you know. So, okay. But maybe you don't have to do any pruning and they'll produce, just, you know, fruit. Both of them will be productive, and you don't have to worry about it. So worry about it when you have to, and then you can do something about it if you have to. But right now, no, don't dig it up, nothing.
Well, thank you, and I enjoy your show, and I hope your okra's doing as good as mine is, Gwen.
So far, so good. It is.
You have a good day, and maybe one of these times I'll come to the show with my mobile deep fryer, and I'll deep fry you guys up some okra.
Wow. Thanks, Mitch.
But don't offer it. We may take you up on that.
Be careful what you wish for.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks
Bye.
For the call. 636-1350 if you want to chat with us on Garden Talk, live from KSRO's greenhouse as always, or Steve at KSRO.com. Well, speaking of tomatoes, how are your tomatoes doing? How many tomatoes did you plant this year, Gwen?
Probably 110.
How many different varieties out of those 110?
42.
You knew exactly?
Yes, because I started them from seed, and I keep good records, and I labeled them and planted them, and I have 42 varieties.
Wow. Well, you mentioned earlier the cucumber beetles that you're going after with your little mobile vacuum, mm-hmm. your battery-operated pack. Do you have other mm-hmm. beetles that are plaguing any of your vegetable crops?
Actually, the flea beetles going after the eggplant leaves, they're tiny little, tiny, tiny, shiny black bugs. They look about the size of a pinhead, and they hide underneath the leaves of the eggplant. And if you see tiny little pinholes on your eggplant leaves, that's what's doing it. And they can be out there in high numbers, I tell you. But my vacuum cleaner doesn't work very well on those things because when you disturb the leaf, they seem to just jump.
Oh.
And they're gone. So I'm sure they jump on the ground, and then they probably jump back as soon as I turn my back on them. But even if I go out real early in the morning, it's hard to get rid of them. But what I will do is get some wood ash from my fireplace, and I put it in this cheesecloth thing that has a lot of, you know, smallest kind of holes, and I'll have it in the bag, and I'll get a stick, have it underneath the plant, and I'll whack it a bit, and so it makes for a very dusty, ashy environment, and they don't seem to like that.
That's a great idea.
It's time-consuming, but otherwise they can kill your eggplants. You'll see the leaf with all the tiny little holes in it, little brown mm-hmm. holes, a shot hole look to it, and then they can spread a disease now and then the whole leaf starts to crumble apart, and you know your eggplants could fail. So
wood ash and the cheesecloth stick.
Like I have nothing better to do.
I love that idea. That's such a wonderful home remedy. Pam would like a word from Santa Rosa this morning, calling Garden Talk. Hi, Pam. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure.
Hi. Yeah, I live in an apartment with a glass door that is where cars park, and I get terrible glare coming in, and I was wondering what could I quickly plant that would grow and help with that glare, and I can only have 3 5-gallon planters.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, can they be pretty tall?
I think tallness doesn't matter. It's just that's all you can have.
Well, you could put any kind of, like, you know, tomato plants, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get to be pretty big. Mm-hmm. Maybe some kind of ornamental corn.
Some corn.
That would be tall. Uh-huh. What else? What else could you put in there? 5-gallon size plants, you said?
Uh-huh.
And it's in sun all day, I should have asked,
day.
Because mm-hmm. of the glare.
Glare, yeah, uh-huh.
That's a good question.
I'm trying to think of some...
What about hops? Is that something that would grow fast?
Not too fast, it's a vine. Potato vine.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You could even buy them already in 5-gallon containers. Uh-huh. And uh-huh. as long as you water them and they have that full sun, that would provide some shade. Star jasmine is a slow grower. But you go to the nurseries and find anything that's growing already, vertical. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Purple hop seed.
That's a good one.
But, you know, these are only going to last you probably this season, and then they're going to outgrow those pots.
Year round.
Yeah. How about going to the nurseries and finding some kind of conifer? Mm. You know, you can find some kind of fall cypress. I won't tell you the Latin name, but the fall cypresses, those would be nice. There's some arborvitae. That would last in the containers. You can also do a little bit of root pruning in the wintertime and put it back in the pot. That'll get another season.
Uh-huh.
So arborvitaes, thuja, T-H-U-J-A, and fall cypress. I would go with those guys. Forget everything else because they're going to outgrow the pots. And this will be green year-round. And there you go. Easy to grow.
And they'll be kind of tall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get them already, you know, 3, 4, sometimes 5 feet
high.
Okay,
I'm just going to throw this out. Okay. What about planting any type of little hedges in those pots?
These could be a hedge.
I mean, any of those evergreen hedges we've talked about last week or so.
Those were all shade-loving plants.
All of those are shade. They're not full sun.
Yeah, I mean, you could get, you know, oleanders.
Yeah.
Like I said, the purple hop seed.
Purple hop seed. That's a really
good
suggestion.
But they are fast growers, but they will outgrow those 5-gallon containers. At least with these conifers.
Yeah.
You could do some root pruning to them, like I said, in the wintertime, and then keep them in the pots longer than you could those other plants that we just said.
Mm-hmm.
But still, purple hop seed's a good choice, though.
But it's going to outgrow that 5-gallon pot. But she wants to keep it.
What about a sweet peas? Are they all year?
No, they don't like. They like cool weather.
And they're gone in the summer. They'll die in the summer.
But if you want to put a tomato plant, you know, tomato plants would work. You know.
Okay. Okay.
But
great.
Transplant. You'll have to grow them every year.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But tell us what you've decided to do.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I was thinking of corn, just because I thought it would grow fast.
Well, you do need to plant all three of them together. You do need a lot of corn to pollinate each other.
Yeah.
So you might have corn. You might have some sparse, you know, ears that are not fully developed. But the ornamental.
But I'm not really doing it for the corn.
No.
Okay.
She's doing it for the privacy issue,
you know,
the sun issue.
Boy, if you can find a nursery that has sorghum.
Oh, yeah.
Sorghum's a really cool plant. Looks kind of like corn. Amaranth.
Oh, that's a good one. Amaranth is a good
one. Amaranth. And then you can eat the flowers. You can eat the leaves. Well, not really the flowers. You can eat the grain. You can eat the leaves. But I don't know how big of a plant you're going to find. Might take, you know, you might get small 4-inch or 1-gallon size pots. Then it's going to be a long time before you get any reprieve from that glare.
Right, okay.
But write down all the suggestions Gwen's given you, and also take them to the nursery, your favorite nursery, and ask them. Give them the exact problem that you're discussing and see what
they recommend. Hey, I got it.
One more thing.
Sunflowers.
Well, sure, sunflowers.
Sunflower plants.
Sure.
But see, these are things that you're going to have to replant every year. I keep going back to the conifers where it's done. Planted,
right,
you don't have to do anything.
Sun.
So. It's up to you how much work you want to do and how much glare you're going to be looking at until the annuals come get to be at the right height. So you've got some thinking to do.
Thank you very much.
All right, Pam, let us know.
Put on your thinking cap and get back to us in a few weeks when you've made your decision and how you came about that decision. We'll be back after this. I don't know, honestly, I say this every week.
What?
It sounds so repetitive because I do say it every week. And I say, where's the time going? It's already been two hours. We just seemed like we said good morning.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll be back right after this. If you want to sneak in a last-minute email question, steve@ksro.com, or a quick on-air question, 636-1350.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
June 15th to 17th, the Country Summer Music Festival returns to Sonoma County for its fifth anniversary with 20 acts over three epic days. Join the fun as Florida Georgia Line rocks the fairgrounds in Santa Rosa Friday, June 15th. Little Big Town on Saturday the 16th. And Toby Keith on Sunday, June 17th. I should have been a cowboy. It's all live on the Chevy Silverado stage. Check out countrysummer.com for the complete lineup. And new for 2018, live music between acts. Country Summer, June 15th to the 17th. Tickets on sale now at countrysummer.com, the fairgrounds, and Epicenter. Brought to you by Bay Area Chevy Dealers, Redwood Credit Union, Friedman's Home Improvement, Bud Light, United Airlines, Les Schwab Tires of Sonoma and Mendocino Counties, Kendall Jackson Wines, River Rock Casino, Mountain Mike's Pizza, and Jack Daniels. Live freely, drink responsibly.
Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO here, an avid golfer. We are blessed to have the world's best golfing weather here in Sonoma County. Cool mornings, sunny days, delightful twilight.